Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about lunar living, magic, creativity, tarot, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Moonbeaming. We have such a special episode today for all of you because we have a very special guest, because we have a very special solstice edition of Moonbeaming. We have one of my favorite witches, a very special witch indeed, near and dear to my heart. We have Bran from Magic Hour. Bran, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me as a special guest on Moonbeaming.
Bran, I'm sure everyone listening knows who you are, but for the like mouse in the background or the cat in the background who doesn't know who you are, can you just introduce yourself to the listeners?
Absolutely. And I'm speaking directly to that cat because although I'm allergic, I do love cats. My name is Bran, and I am a witch. I had a lot of other sort of descriptors about me that kind of ebb and flow. The ones that kind of stay are, I'm a crossroads witch, I'm a candle maker, I'm a service worker, I'm a tradesperson, and yeah.
Yeah, I love all of those descriptors. They're so evocative. And I wanted to have you on to talk about the solstice because I have a feeling you have your own ideas about the winter solstice.
Definitely. Winter solstice is actually one of my, if not my top holiday. It is a incredible time and place in the wheel of the year. It's also known in the northern part of the world as the longest night. Mm-hmm. It's also known as Yule and goes by many other names in different cultures. And, you know, throughout the world, you'll find a really rich tradition rooted in the winter solstice.
And what do you think, again, you're only speaking for yourself, what do you think that is about that cross-culturally or in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, there's this pull to ritualize or be with the longest night?
I think it's twofold. I think that, you know, as humans, we've always looked to the animals to see what they were doing. And, you know, we can see the bear going in hibernation. We can see the squirrels hiding nuts for the longer winter. We are cued into those things. And I think as humans, you know, we too need to rest. We too need to go dark and have the time of rejuvenation and relaxation for ourselves. And I think that's really, that's something that we can all really resonate towards. And also, you know, in the dark, aka the mystery, aka the void, you know, whatever kind of things you want to put onto that, there's a lot of possibility. And it's the sort of unknown that we are able to kind of sink into more so on the winter solstice.
Yes, there's this idea of seeds germinating and the void, and a lot that comes up for me personally is trust. Like, you know, and this kind of cultivation of hope. And I've been thinking quite a bit about that because in these times, in these solstice times, like, it's like I felt like we're in the solstice, in a solstice time, right? Like we're very much in this dark moon time. That's the lunar phase I tend to associate with the solstice, like kind of anywhere from Halloween to kind of beginning of the Gregorian calendar. And like in your humble opinion and your experience, What have been some of the gifts of being in the darkness, being in the mystery?
You know, I really work a lot in that realm, whether by choice or kind of forced into it. And I've kind of learned to be in the, what I would call like the emptiness, or some might call like the clear altar or the empty temple or things like that. And feeling into the place of, you know, not quite building something, finished composting what was before, and kind of in the in-between. So for me, the gifts of the dark are really vast. And it can feel scary. It is, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. And I've learned that I kind of have to lean into it, or else I'm just going to be an uncomfortable mess, I'll be honest. And it's a lot easier for me to just kind of sit with it and be in that place and just kind of wait. It's a place of silence. It's a place of emptiness, and it doesn't have to be lonely. I'm still there with the dark. The dark is still like enrobing me. It still can feel velvety and rich and all the things that I love about the darkness. And, you know, I know the solstice is the return of the light. It's the beginning of the waxing part of the year, but you know, we're focusing on, you know, the sun returning. That's wonderful. But also where do we travel through to get that sun? You know, where does the, some people believe in this mythology, which I love, which is about mother deer. And, you know, where does like the reindeer travel across the sky to grab the sun and return it to the people?
Can you share more about that myth?
I've actually
never heard of it.
Oh, really? They found like sort of deer depictions, or also the sun within its antlers. The story goes, in the forest, all the animals are cold. They're in this place of not quite despair, but they need some hope. And they need to have something to look forward to. And all of the animals are like, it's not me. I'm not getting that. I'm not going to the sun goddess or God, whatever you want to believe in, or just the sun itself, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to that deity or that entity. I'm not sure. No, not me, not me. And the mother reindeer is like, I'll go. Like, I got it. You know, with her long beard, sound familiar. What she does is she travels across the sky, goes through the dark, flies through the sky. Sound familiar? And travels, and either some myths say goes and invites the sun god or goddess to come back, or grabs the sun within her antlers themselves and brings it back to the land.
I love that. I do too. That's so gorgeous. So what have been some ways, ritualistically, magically, or simply practically, because I'm a very practical witch.
Me too.
That you mark the solstice. Like, what do you tend to find yourself doing around this time of year to situate yourself in this void, in this infinite space, in this resurrection of hope, or leaning into the darkness or the mystery? I'd love to kind of hear if you'd like to share some of your personal practice.
You know, I'm also very practical, and I love a Yule log. I love this Yule log so much. I usually, you know, save the hardiest log, you know, from the, you know, whenever we have wood, or maybe even the trunk of the tree that you had in your house from the year before. You save it all year. And then I like to wrap it up in some cedar or some rosemary, whatever kind of wants to be there. Whatever I feel like the house might need, or if we're outside, the fire might need. And I, you know, put a lot of intentions and prayers, and also just visions, hopes for the future, and speak it as the Yule log is burning, and allowing that smoke to go up into the sky. And hopefully, you know, it's that kind of release energy, but also not quite invocation, but it's like a little, you know, a little thread, a little cord out into the universe, and see what kind of returns later. That's definitely my number one, is the Yule log.
Yes, I love that. And is there anything like practically, like at this time of year, you find yourself wanting to do?
Yes. I mean, I practically like to eat a lot of mushrooms. I practically like, you know, like that. I like to eat a lot of things that remind me of solstice. I'm also doing a lot of resting, which is the antithesis to this kind of Americanized sort of December culture. But especially if you're a small business person, shout out to small business people. But it's just something that I don't want to fight that really anymore. And I want to embrace rest as much as possible. I also like to feed the birds. That's a real practical thing I like to do around this time.
I love that.
Yeah, solstice is a forest holiday. It's, you know, it's for the trees, and we light them up and we bring them into our home and welcome the forest into our home. That's the energy of this. We're one with nature. We're really glorifying the beauty that is the tree. And I like to feed the birds and, you know, do as much as I can to, you know, bring the outside in during this time.
Both you and I are in climates where there's not as much of a nature shedding. Like, there's not as much as a dormancy vibe. You know, like, I know when I used to live in Oregon, where you live, there's still greenery everywhere. It's lush. Like, you know, there's the birds are still chirping, you know, and the same with Los Angeles. There's not, I mean, yes, there is some earth resting. Yes, there are some more naked trees. But in general, you know, there's not. And also, I have found a kind of stillness at this time. And I always like to remind myself that the trees or the earth might look like nothing is happening. They might even look dead, depending if it's a deciduous tree or if the earth is so cold and hard, but it's still alive. There's still some life, but there is this conservation, there is this resting. And so I kind of also like to think of this time as being quiet enough to touch base with what is underneath the surface or what might appear to be gone or frozen in some way, but that actually there is some kind of source. There is, and I think about, you know, we're witches, so we think we work so much with energy. And I think so much about how this time of year, the energy feels really ripe for transmutation or for change in some way. And that, again, we're witches, so we know that in any kind of growth cycle, a rest period, a kind of not just physically resting and doing nothing, and also just like giving things a rest. I really like to have in a magical practice, like, I'm just giving this a rest. I've given it over to the goddess. I've given it over. Like, I'm going to go about my thing. And I think to me, solstice really reminds me of the importance of doing that. And it can feel, for me, resting has been really difficult, especially in I'm putting my hands in quotes, bunny ears for the listeners, in these times. And so I would love to kind of shift into some ideas or takes that you have specifically for the solstice. For listeners who don't know, Bran is also wildly psychic, gifted energy worker. And I wanted to have you on, especially because I was so curious to see if you were getting any kind of energetic reads or even just hearing through the grapevine, you know, of what people are going through or what they're thinking about. If you have any offerings or any thoughts about this winter solstice.
Absolutely. And, you know, almost to piggyback on what you were saying, the, you know, what I'm getting to is like, you know, we're not even the seed. Like, we're not even the seed at this moment. We're the soil, like leaning into being like the dirt, leaning into being like sort of what do your roots travel in and through? That's the energy of the solstice. Like, how are you held in your root? How are you held through the bedrock, through the underground river, wherever is there crystals there, ancient forests, whatever it is, like down into wherever you are magically, or even just on the land that you're on. And, you know, kind of getting out of our, out of this sort of time also is coming up for me. So, you know, solstice also is really, it's about time magic, but, you know, it has that, that energy of we're switching from one type of a time into the next. And, you know, not that it's solstice for me right now is about, like the liminal space. And when I talk about like being the soil and not the seed, like that's kind of how I view that. The liminal space, the spaces in between. It's not chronos, sequential time. It's not kairos, which is like moment by moment time. We're in a different type of time and leaning into that, and leaning also your magic into that, and really just looking around, seeing like, what are my tools in the liminal space? Who am I in this space? You know, what resonates with me? Who else is here? And sinking into that as much as possible before we really start the waxing energy going as we keep turning, you know, the wheel and as the year chugs on.
Yeah, I feel like this solstice, more than honestly, like many that I can recall, for me personally, and also it feels a bit collective, there's really been both the accumulation of the past, not just 2020, but like the past, I don't know how long, really for like really feeling it, really feeling that accumulation of grief, of suffering, of loss, of exhaustion, of uncomfortableness. And I also think in terms of magically, I am a practical procedural witch, which means like you can't get to the waxing without being in the waning or the dark moon. And if folks at this time really just need to restore and renew themselves to a state where they're not over exhausted, they're not confused, they're letting themselves be. I love your share about looking around and like and going deep into the roots and choosing the roots you want, choosing what kind of soil you need, how you're going to get your nourishment, like in a very different way. It feels more than ever that at this time it's like more imperative than ever that if we do want to get to that waxing without feeling so much more exhausted, without feeling like we're almost walking on an injury, like feeling like, you know, like, oh, I've just got to keep going. I've just got to keep doing. We've got to pause and we've got to tap into a different kind of energy. And my hope is that folks listening will say no to things they don't want to do around this time, and say yes to things that just feel good, and to rest in a way that is not multitasking, like to just rest or just be and allow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if do you have any thoughts or suggestions for folks? Other than the many, other than the 20 you just offered up.
I mean, I think that what you just said about saying no is that's a real gift to yourself. And, you know, to remember that some things die in the cold. Some things are going to continue to die past Samhain. That's going to happen. Things don't survive the freeze sometimes. Some parts of you might not survive the freeze, and allow it to happen. You know, we're surrendering, we're floating in the dark. Just allow things to happen.
I love that. Thank you so much for being our special solstice guest, Bran. We're going to put this all in the show notes, but where can folks find you and your work?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. You can find me at magichourastrology.com, on Instagram at magichourastrology, and yeah, that's it.
Great. Everyone, if you're listening, I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful solstice. We're sending everyone so many solstice blessings. Until soon. Moonbeaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. It is created and hosted by me, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. Additional assistance is provided by Hazel Frew. Sound art is by Will Owen. And the show is supported by The Moon Studios Patreon. Thanks so much for your support. If you like this podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend. It's much appreciated. Thanks for being here.